Let me get this straight, Tyler said during class recently. For this experiment, we need to eat alone? No laptop? No homework? No cell phone? No friends? I nodded. The class sat silent, eyes bulging. Whenever students respond this way to my out-of-class experiments, it gives me hope. Because in the college course I teach, called The Search for Intimacy in the Age of Facebook, my goal, above all else, is to jar them out of their hyperconnected comfort zone. Why? Because their legendary need to stay constantly connected comes at a great cost. And this is especially true with Facebook. Among other things, excessive Facebook use leads to unhealthy levels of social anxiety and an obsessive fixation on one's cyber image. What this research doesn't show, though, is the culprit behind this disturbing trend: social perfection. Social perfection is about the constant striving and pressure to score likes, both on and offline. I see this when I enter the classroom and students agonize more over their 5-word text messages than they ever do the words in their essays. I see this when they stand alone in the hallway and they fake text the moment that someone else appears. As another student, Katie, pointed out, nothing scares my friends and me like the thought of falling out of the loop. Nowhere is this fear of standing apart from the crowd more flagrant than on Facebook profiles. As Tyler confessed, my generation spends a lot of time editing our profiles, photoshopping and deleting posts that get in the way of the message we're trying to portray. Walk into any college library and you'll see what Tyler's talking about. A sea of computer screens, teeming with photos of beaming, squinty-eyed students, dolled up and partying like celebrities, living the extraordinary life, the life of connected perfection. For all these reasons, I asked students to undertake the eating alone experiment and to write reflections about it. I knew from their reactions during class that this experiment would make them uncomfortable. I was asking them to challenge their Facebook ethos, after all. But I didn't know if it would lead to anything meaningful. After all, they shut their eyes to studies which suggest that social media makes their generation appear less than, well, perfect. A week after students completed the experiment, I asked what they got out of it. Boredom, Tyler joked. Eyes narrowed with smirks. I read aloud from a few of their reflections. I hated this experiment, one of them read. I looked pathetic to other people, and afterwards to myself. Their smirks disappeared. And then I read what could be the anthem for this porcelain generation. For the first time, I realized what it felt like to consciously disconnect. Within seconds, I felt as if I had no friends, no confidence. I didn't need to read any more of this. The room was a sea of eyes wide open.
Signal contributor Andrew Reiner. He's currently working on a collection of essays about the search for sanity in the age of the new normal. He teaches in the Honors College at Towson University. He raises his 2-year-old son to embrace hugging and crying, and he dreams of becoming the next Mr. Rogers for grown-ups. Don't look for Andrew Reiner on Facebook, by the way. He has never joined and never will.